unfinished base.
Yeah. Okay, good morning. Yeah, sounds great.
Reish Sadi Aleph,
we're in the middle of Shalosh Shittos, and she's sponsored for Refuah Shlema to Ben Sion Reuven, Ben Shendel, and Orit Bat Rachel Esther. Okay, a couple things here about Seudat Shlishit. So there's an interesting midrash that points out, it's brought down in Tosfos by Chagiga and the Tur, where we are, Reish Sadi Bet, I think, actually. One or the other, it's the Aleph or Bet. So the Torah, so the Midrash says that there's three Kodesh Baruch Hu, Shabbos, and Yisrael. And we're all, everyone takes a pair, it takes turns, and is always being Mei, testifying for the third. Like, everyone's always paired off, testifying that each, the other one, is Yachid, special, Meyuchad, and for us, and okay, so based on that, the Torah also adds that our tefillas, we have three tefillas, main tefillas, Maariv, Shacharis, and Mincha. Those are the three one main ones. And they're keneged. The first one is Briat HaOlam, Hashem created the world. Two is Matan Torah. And number three is the future. The future of Klal Yisrael after having reached the Geula, I'm assuming after Tchiyas HaMetim, certainly after Mashiach, though, one or the other. And one who's Mekayim all three, those are for the each tefillah represents each one. And when you're Mekayim also, this the Bach adds, if you're Mekayim Shalosh Shudas, all three meals, each meal is keneged a different one. And therefore, one who is Mekayim the first meal gets saved, at least on some degree, from the Chevle, the sufferings of the times of Mashiach, which, okay, without getting political, we're probably there. Number two, Gehenna, suffering from Gehenna. And the third one, Shalosh Shittos, is from the Melchemes Gog Umagog. That's what he writes. And just we know that these are three of the most important principles of Shabbos. It's a real Yisod Emunah, and that's what we mentioned in Kiddush also. It's always that Hashem created the world. It's always that Hashem is still part of the world, and that there's a future and a mission behind all of us and where we're going. The Zohar also points out others as well, but Shalosh Shittos in particular is a time for us to tap into the Kedushas of Shabbos and to connect with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Piso, they say Malchus. But anyways, the point is that we're going to see, we're about to get there. It's important and to try not to overstuff yourself and lose out on Shalosh Shittos. And the only time that the Zohar points out, and again, many poskim as well, the only time that we don't do Shalosh Shittos is Rosh Hashanah, the first day Rosh Hashanah, because Rosh Hashanah is already here and you want to save your appetite for the night. That's because Rosh Hashanah already started. The Zohar doesn't say that by an Erev Yom Tov. Erev Yom Tov, there's still an inyan to have Shalosh Shittos, but on Dafka, on the first day Rosh Hashanah, he says that, and by Erev Pesach. And we'll get to that later on. But you'll see how it's a little bit connected. But what to do Erev Pesach, we'll get to later. But so there's so many right on Erev Pesach, there's no mitzvah whatsoever to have Shalosh Shittos. And so then, at least on some level, he was Mekayim, connected to the Kedusha through Divrei Torah. But as we're going to see, Al Pi Poskim, Divrei Torah is not really... again, if one can't eat Shalosh Shittos, that's okay, so you can't eat Shalosh Shittos, but it's not really, learning by itself is usually not considered a replacement. Okay, so now we'll see how that fits in. Gimel. Im nimshecha seudat haboker ad shegi zman mincha. Okay, so you're having a big breakfast, Shabbos lunch, whatever, and it's going into the afternoon. Yafsik haseuda vivarech birkat hamazon vital yada vivarech birkat hamotzi v'yisod. So we're assuming you're gonna. What the problem is you're gonna keep on eating, and you're gonna be overly stuffed, and you're not gonna end up having an appetite. You won't be able to. You're gonna end up missing your seudat shlishit. So what do you do in the middle of lunch? what we usually call lunch, in the middle of this meal, you stop, you just bench, you stop where you are, and you realize you're starting to get full, you're starting to, the meal is progressing too long, so you should bench, and then, in the words of the Shulchan Aruch, you basically wash right away, and you start another meal, and that'll be your Shalosh Shiras.
Benching, sometimes it says you should take a walk or take a break.
Yes, I was about to say that. So that's correct. So the Mishnah Berurah points out, many of the poskim say, true, but it's better to take a little bit of a break. Walk around, do something, go outside, maybe a 30-minute break, maybe whatever it is. You don't want to lose your guests, but take some kind of a break so that this way it acts and functions and looks like it's two meals and also less of an issue of a bracha she'ena tzricha. But again, the general rule, now our poskim have a little bit of a different take on it, but how far do you stretch the rule of a bracha she'ena tzricha? So one principle you see from here, for example, anytime there's a need for making the extra brachot, we don't apply the rule of bracha she'ena tzricha because there is a tzarech. Here you want to get shalosh shittos into it. So it depends how far you want to take it for a mea brachot as well. Okay. V'nachon ha'davar. She'im lo haya osakin, and he says, and you should do this, because if you don't, mi'achar she'im shechasid ha'boker at ota sha'a, since it's getting so late in the afternoon, lo haya yechol yechol achar kach el achil agasa, then by the time you go to sit down shalosh shittos, it's going to be called achil agasa, that's when you're like stuffed and you really have no appetite. And then it's a suffix if it's called eating for Yom Kippur. It's a suffix if you could even say a bracha. And or often it's clear. It's you can't eat and it's not a problem for Yom Kippur. I'm just saying it's a suffix. How far you have to be stuffed. But anyways, achil agasa doesn't really count for eating. So generally, we don't usually come up with this. It does happen sometimes. If our lunches go late in the afternoon and there's early Shabbos, but if there's a few hours in between, and often people have shalosh shittos late, okay. So this halacha is not usually too practical, but it can be. Haga, aval mi she'yodei she'ef she'le'achol achar she'tpel mincha imat zibor, but someone who knows he could eat after mincha, he's going to daven mincha afterwards. It's going to be a little bit later. He'll still have an appetite. So then lo yaseh sudash lishit kodem mincha. So then you shouldn't break up your meal in the middle, then it's not proper. Break your meal up into two, like we just said, and you shouldn't. Then you'll just have your sedash lishit later after mincha when you have a little bit of an appetite and you're not doing this breakup game. Mihu, yimasa'a yatza. But if you do what the Shulchan Aruch said, even though it's not lechatchila, you are yotze. Okay. Again, Mishnah Berurah points out, we'll get to later, but let's say Erev Yom Tov on Shabbos, there's still an inyan or a mitzvah to have seudat shlishit, you should just try and have it earlier in the day and not eat too much. You can be yotze just with a kabetza plus a little bit more lechatchila, because the beitza exactly usually is considered not kaviut for many brachot, not considered a meal that's kavua. You want a meal that's kavua is a little bit more. And lechatchila, you want to make your Shabbos meal more of a kavua meal. So then it's better to have at least a little bit more than a beitza, but don't stuff yourself with too much more than that. Okay. Dalet. En sarich lekadesh b'sudat shlishit. So the halacha we hold is you don't have to do kiddush or drink wine for shalosh shittos. Only the first two meals. One at night, one in the morning. Aval tzarich livtsoa al shetei kikarot. But there is a mitzvah, a need, to use lecha mishnah, what we call two shalim, two full rolls, or challahs. Okay. Many poskim point out that the Rambam, quoting the Rambam, Rambam says there is a mitzvah dafka to say, or a need to say kiddush, also for sudat shlishit. So many point out, it's definitely better to have a better meal. As we also mentioned, many of the poskim says you should also make your shalosh shittos, not just bread and water, it should also be a nice meal. So therefore, they point out it's better to have at least some wine or grape juice. Hagav, im so'ed harbe pa'amim b'shabbat, and if you're having many meals on Shabbos daytime, tzarich l'chol seudah shtei kikarot. So one opinion says, for every meal, you should have lecha mishnah. Ulefachot lo liyelo besuda shlishit pachot mikikar echad shalim. But the other extreme of Rishonim is that you can get away by just having one roll, so it's a shalim. Basically, that means a piece of bread for Shalosh Shittos. So lechatchila, we try and have lecha mishnah for all meals on Shabbos day, especially the first three meals in total. And but if you don't have, you don't have. U'mizeh pashata minhag lehakel livtzoa b'suda shlishit rak b'kikar echad shalim. So therefore, we know that many people only don't even have lecha mishnah and suda shlishit. Okay, I'm not aware, but okay. Aval yesh lahachmir likach shnayim, but one should be machmir and always take two. Okay, and if someone doesn't have a full roll, then they take a slice of bread, or two slices of bread, or a whole roll and a slice of bread. So at least, even if you don't have two shleimim, you still have two pieces of bread. Okay. Bir Lacha just says, what happens if you have one roll and one slice? What should you do for Shalosh Shittos? What should you do for Malava Malka? So the Mishnah Berurah, the Bir Lacha, Mishnah Berurah clearly writes that he says, apparently he took this to heart. He saw people making Malava Malka much more important than Shalosh Shittos. So he clearly writes that those people are wrong, and Shalosh Shittos is much more important than Tzedat Revi'it, or Malava Malka. And therefore, if you only have one roll and one slice, you should have the roll, which is more mechubad, at Shalosh Shittos, and save the slice for Motzei Shabbos. Okay. Hey! Tzarech la'asota bepat. You have to make Shalosh Shittos out of bread. So that's the first opinion. That's the ikar, the halacha, is lachatchila, you should definitely use bread. Okay? V'yesh omrin, but, okay, you don't have an appetite, or there is no bread. Yesh omrin, shiachol la'asota bechol machal ha'asimech. Echad mechamesh yisemine dagan, that you could be yotze with anything that's mezonos. V'yesh omrim shiachol la'asota b'dvarim shemalavti behem apat kebasar v'dagim. And some say it doesn't even have to be cake, it could even be just a piece of meat or fish. Avalo b'perot, but not fruit. That's really, it's not really a main dish. It's not a main course. V'yesh omrim dafil b'perot yachol la'asota. And some say, no, you could even use fruit. Usvara Rishona Ikar, and the main opinion is what we said, you have to use bread. Shetzarich la'asota bepat. Ela inkein hu saveya beyoter. Unless you're stuffed and you're too full and you just want to have some fruit or some piece of chicken or something. Or fish. Haga. O bemakom shiyesha lechol pat. Or if you're in a situation where you can't have bread. Like we mentioned earlier, kagon be'erev pesef shechaliot b'shabbos she'asur lo lechol pat le'achar mincha. So you're not allowed to have bread in the afternoon is also a problem, more for Ashkenazim, but for everyone. How are you going to get bread? It's chametz, and you can't have matzah right erev Pesach. So what are you supposed to do? So in those cases, one of the opinions is there is no mitzvah, or of Shalosh Shittos, or you just use, which we mentioned, or you just use fruit or a piece of meat or a piece of fish. Okay. I think we'll go to Vav. Right. Vav. Nashim chayavot b'sudat shlishit. Women are also chayav in the mitzvah of sudat shlishit. We have halacha points out in the Beis Yosef. Also they're chayav in lecha mishnah. Same thing. Right? As men and women are generally the same for based on zachor v'shamor. In general, by mitzvahs deraita or derabanan, they, for hilchos Shabbos, they're generally included the same, and also they were also included in the mitzvah of the whole nes of the man coming down. Okay, Reish Tzadibet Din Tfilat Mincha B'Shabbos Aleph V'Mincha Omrim Asher V'Letzion V'Ani Tfilati. So we have, right, we're all familiar with this. So we say Asher V'Letzion then Ani Tfilati. Okay, I'll just quote from the Mishnah Berurah. He points that there's a nice midrash that says. David says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're not like the Ummah Sa'olam. Goyim, when they get a chance, when it's a party, they're supposed to drink, so they drink too much, they get drunk, and they misbehave. But us, the Jews, even though we have a nice Shabbos meal, and we even have a L'chaim or two, we still, Vanit Tfilati, we get up and daven to you. Okay? And also it's an eight ratzon, so that's why we say Vani Tefilati. It's a time of, especially by Kriya Sitara. But by Mincha, we don't say it because it's not, we don't have Kriya Sitara, it's not the same eight ratzon, and therefore we leave out Vani Tefilati. However, the minhag is, even if there is no Sefer Tara, Shabbos Mincha, or you're davening by yourself, the minhag is you still say Vani Tefilati, it's still a tefillah, it's still in the Siddur, it's still part of the Nusach, and that's preferable. Okay. So we all know, then we start reading three aliyos, at least a minimum of 10 psukim. Even if it's mincha of a yom tov, the laning is only because it's Shabbos afternoon, so therefore we only we read from what's connected to Shabbos, the parsha. And since we're beginning the new week, so we read the next Shabbos. Okay? Okay. Just real quick, interesting, the Mishnah Berurah points out, we don't say Kaddish. Why don't we say Kaddish after the three Aliyos? Whenever it's Mincha time, we never say Kaddish after Leining. Because Kaddish is really also going on the Shemona Esrei. And so we want... There's not much of a hefsek. There's not much going on between laning and Shabbos afternoon and the Amida. So there's no Ashrei, there's no Haftarah usually. There's not much going on. So therefore, you don't want to say, it's almost going to be like, if you say two Kaddishim, it's almost going to be like saying a Kaddish by itself. So therefore, you just say one Kaddish. And the preference is, it's better to say Kaddish right before the Amida than right after the Psukim. So therefore that's why we don't say Kaddish right after laning, we say it right before we start the Amidah. Okay? Because it's functioning both, but our preference is to have it connected to the tefillah. Okay, bet. Omrim Tzidkatcha. So we know where there's a custom, we say Tzidkatcha, that Hashem is tzedek, everything He does is just and correct. So why are we saying it now? So there's two main reasons given. Mishnah Berurah points out, according to Chazal, that three people died Shabbos afternoon. Who are they? Right? Yosef. Yosef, Moshe, and David. Very good. However, the Bach points out maybe he was only buried on Shabbos afternoon, but Moshe died Erev Shabbos. Okay. But either way,
I thought David HaMelech died on Shabbos.
So David HaMelech died on Shabbos afternoon. And Yosef died Shabbos afternoon, and it's a question by Moshe. Exactly.
Right, because Shlomo HaMelech was like heard the dogs barking and.
Right. So when he stopped learning, so that's when the Malach HaMavah was able to get him. Very good. So that's why we mentioned Tzidkatcha, because we want to. It's mentioning that we're saying it even though when the tzaddikim pass away, we still say that Hashem knows what He's doing.
Say it loud?
So some say not to say good Shabbos. Okay.
So the order of the psukim is reversed by Nusach Svar, Nusach Hashem.
I don't know. But yeah, there's machloket. Which order do you put Tzidkatcha in? The three psukim. Okay, very good. Another reason given is because this is the time, approximately, when the Rasha'im go back to Gehenna. And we want to say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He knows what He's doing, and Hashem is, everything He does is Dayan HaEmet, and even when people have to suffer in Gehenna, it's for a good purpose. And it's for their benefit. Okay. Alright, let's see. And that's also why, well, we'll see in a second. Haggah said, well, we just didn't finish reading here. Back in Bet, V'im chal bo yom she'ilu haya chol lo ayu amrim b'mincha nifil ha'sapayim en amrim tzidkatcha. Any day you wouldn't say tachanon, right? If it would be because of Yom Tov or next to Rosh Chodesh or anything like that, then you don't, whenever you wouldn't say tachanon, we don't say these psukim of tzidkatcha, Haggah. V'nagu sholit bo amidrash bein mincha l'mariv. So there is such a custom not to have a shir. You're learning Betzibor or even Becharusa at this particular time between a late mincha and mincha when it's close to shkia, and between mincha and marav. Ava omrim, but individually people do learn pirkei avos b'kayitz v'shir amalos b'choref v'chol makom lefi minhago. So there is such a custom. One of them is based on that it's because there's a halacha that when a talmid chacham, again it's a bit of a stretch, but when a talmid chacham passes away, we say the beis hamidrash should be empty because everyone is supposed to be going to his hesped. So here, that's what it's referring to. But the point is, but really, everyone should be learning. It's a time to be shalosh shittus with divrei Torah, or learning on your own. Or they point out many poskim that nowadays are not makpid by this. It's just a minhag, and this is not necessarily a great minhag. And you should not be doing sicha b'teila, just wandering the streets. The time is to one should be learning. And so maybe it's some say it's. Anyways, it's perfectly fine to make a shir at that time as well. Okay, Reish Tzadi Gimel. Dinei Arvit b'motzei Shabbat. Okay, so now comes Marav, after Shabbos. So, Aleph. Me'achrin tefilat Arvit kedei lehosif michol ala kodesh. Ideally, one should start to daven Marav a little bit later than when the first seis immediately starts. In order to be mosif mechol al hakodesh, okay, it's good to make Shabbos last longer, okay. Bet tzarich lizeher milasot melacha ad shiaru shlosha kochavim ktanim, and one should be careful if you're looking at the sky to decide when Shabbos is over. Obviously, if you have a luach, then you know you have a calendar, much better. But if you don't have a calendar, so go ahead, look in the sky, and so the Shulchan Aruch says, how do you know when Shabbos is over? When you see, really the halacha is three medium stars. But he says, because we want to make sure, because if it's a suffix, you have to be machmer. It's the nesedaraisa of Shabbos. So you can't, so if it's bein hashmashos, you have to be machmer. If you're not sure what size the stars are, so therefore we have to stick with small stars. Velo yu mefuzarim, ela retzufim. And they can't be spread out, but they need to be near each other. Now really, Mikardin, it's spread out, kochavim benonim. But again, there's two things here. We want to make sure that we're out of the doubt. We want to make sure that we're 100% clear. We're not mixed up with which stars is which. And also, we also want to be yotzei tosefe Shabbos. So if they're near each other, and you can find three small stars near each other, for sure Shabbos is over with tosefe Shabbos. At least a little bit. Mishnah Berurah points out, if you find three small stars spread out, just wait a little bit, and then that's also 100%. V'im hu yom me'unan, and if it's a cloudy day, yamtin ad sheyetzeh safek milibo. So, and if it's cloudy and you don't see stars, then you have to wait until you for sure have no safek, which means it has to be getting dark. The Pri Chadash writes, I'm just quoting real short from the Mishnah Berurah, the Pri Chadash points out, if you still see it's bright outside in the sky, even though you can see three stars, if it's bright outside, then we're still called Bein Hashmashos. That's not good enough. But the Gra says, and this is what the Mishnah Berurah says, if it's following the Gra, if you have three stars, three small stars, and what the Gra points out, if where the sun is setting, so that's going to be the brighter side of the sky, if where the sun is setting, and it's all the, you know, orange, red, pink, whatever, it's all completely gone, it's all getting to a darker blue or dark color, then you know for sure it's Tzeis HaKochavim. If all the redness goes away and you see three stars, for sure it's okay, and you don't have to worry about that there's still some brightness in the sky. Okay, Gimel. Mi Shehu Anus. Somebody, he's stuck, he's in a... He's anus, for whatever reason it is, such as nowadays, you have to catch a plane, you have to catch a bus or a train or something, and you have to go. Kegon shetzarich la'achshich al tchum midvar mitzvah, and you have some kind of, or you're already walking at the end of your tchum for a dvar mitzvah, and you're just waiting at the edge to keep moving. Yachol it palel shel matzei Shabbat miplaga mincha ulamala ulahavdil miyad. So right after plaga mincha, which means, what is that? like 4:45 in the afternoon on a day of 6 to 6, right? An hour and a quarter before Shkia. So then you can daven Marav already. You end Shabbos for yourself. And you say Havdalah with a cup of wine. You do everything with Havdalah except for Eish, obviously. Right, well, for the tefillah part, you ended Shabbos. And for your declaration of Havdalah, which I guess we'll just say it now, it's obvious, it's a machlokas rishonim, if Havdalah is a din daraisa or din darabanan. When the Torah says zachor, who says that means zachor only when you begin Shabbos? Maybe zachor means both, also when you end Shabbos. Could also mean only when you end Shabbos. But anyway, so it's a machlokas rishonim, if Havdalah is daraisa or not. And so anyways, so as far as the verbal aspect, now is when you do it. There you go. No, you still definitely cannot do any malacha whatsoever. It's a tefillah. And you're allowed to say the tefillah for ending Shabbos, but while Shabbos, you're allowed to say Kiddush after Shabbos starts. You can say Havdalah before Shabbos ends. If that helps you. Okay. So then you're allowed to. Aval lo yevarech al aner, but you don't do Eish, we just said, candle, because you can't light it. V'chen asur b'asiyat melacha ad seit ha-kochavim. And as we mentioned, you can't do any melacha until seit ha-kochavim is 100%.
So isn't it better off just say baruch amah because
it's after so we're talking about a situation where the guy is not going to have any grape juice later. Or maybe not, and it's just he prefers to do it earlier. So the Achronim point out, I don't know, many, that it's not good to do Havdalah with a cup of wine while it's still Shabbos. Because it's going to lead to problems. Someone's going to think, oh, if I did Havdalah with a cup of wine, then Shabbos is over and now I can start doing Malacha. People will learn from it. It's a very bad recommendation as a normal practice, especially Betzibur. But and it's much better, just like you said, but better if possible to take a cup of it depends if there's an Erev, no Erev, if you can get grape juice where you're going, better to say it, to take a cup of grape juice with you, and then when it's after it says to say it, that's for sure better. The question is if it's not possible to get a cup of wine, so not 100% clear from the poskim, but I believe an individual, if he's stuck and he can't get a cup of wine, or there's, and you won't be able to say it later that night. Again, then you have problems of then you what about eating and other issues. So if there's no choice, so do it privately, just for yourself with a cup of wine. That's what I believe would be the halacha in such a case. I don't think you skip it altogether, and then you don't have Havdalah with a cup of wine. Okay. Hagah. V'nohagim lomar v'hu rachum baruch hu barichus noam kedei lohosif mechol ala kodesh. And then it's good to say some extra tefillos or tehillim right before Marav if you can, so that you extend Shabbos longer. Okay.
You already done
that. Oh, this is after? No.
When Shabbos is actually over, then you just say some stuff.
I think he means before you start Marav. I think he's referring to before Marav. So that you extend Shabbos. L'hosif michol alakodesh. Yeah, that means to extend Shabbos. So you want to add Motzei Shabbos into Shabbos. You want to, the same thing how we started. You want to do Marav, not right at the first tzeis. Nowadays, I think the tzeis that most of us keep anyway is not the first tzeis. The first tzeis would be, the halacha is probably closer to 15 or 20 minutes. And we always keep, so I think it's okay to say Marav at that time. Oh yeah, we'll stop. Shkaya. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just wondering,